This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's defense minister said Friday Russia has more than 94,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and may be gearing up for a large-scale military offensive at the end of January. He told his country's parliament he was citing intelligence reports. He says Ukraine will not do anything to provoke the situation, but was ready to fight back if Russia launched an attack. Ukraine and its NATO allies have sounded the alarm about Russian troop movements near Ukraine's borders this year, sparking worries that a simmering conflict in eastern Ukraine could erupt into open war. Moscow has in turn accused Ukraine and the United States of destabilizing behavior and suggested that Kiev might be preparing to launch its own offensive in eastern Ukraine, which Ukrainian authorities strongly deny. Ukraine pressed its European Union and NATO allies this week to prepare a tough package of sanctions to ward off a Russia offensive. Planes are landing at Zimbabwe's main international airport without any radar systems to guide air traffic controllers, a lawmaker said in a video released Friday. Quote, "We cannot continue to operate without a proper radar system. It is very dangerous in terms of security," the head of Parliament's Budget Committee said during a Parliament session recorded on Thursday. The Export-Import Bank of China loaned Zimbabwe $153 million to upgrade the airport, including the radar system, the committee heard. But the Civil Aviation Authority of Zimbabwe says it only has $1.5 million in its coffers. The new radar would cost about $3.4 million, the committee said. The hearing did not discuss what happened to the rest of the loan or indicate when the radar broke down. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A British study found black and other ethnic minority people in Britain are dying with the coronavirus at higher rates than white people. A government-commissioned report released Friday shows COVID-19 death rates have fallen sharply for all ethnicities because of vaccination. But black and South Asian Britons still have higher death rates, even though white people are more likely to test positive for the virus. The study says that lower vaccination rates among ethnic minority groups is likely the case for the disparity. The British government is aiming to give everyone 18 and up a third booster dose of vaccine to keep the virus at bay. The World Health Organization said Friday it had not seen any reports of deaths related to the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. The WHO said it was collecting evidence about what it calls a variant of concern as countries around the world scramble to stop its spreading. Omicron was first detected in southern Africa and reported to the organization just over a week ago. But despite a growing number of countries reporting infections with the new variant, no deaths have yet to be reported to the United Nations Health Agency. A WHO spokesman said, quote, "The more countries keep testing people and looking specifically into the Omicron variant, we will also find more cases, more information, and hopefully not, but also possibly deaths." Rain in the Indian capital of New Delhi on Friday provided residents with slight relief from the pollution that has enveloped the city, although air quality remained in the so-called hazardous category. People who came out in the morning said they were feeling better compared to previous days. Meanwhile, the capital city also ordered the closure of schools and colleges until further notice from Friday, after the Supreme Court criticized the city government for reopening educational institutions despite so-called very poor air quality. Lower temperatures as winter approaches and a drop-off in wind speed leads to thick smog, which in turn traps pollutants from vehicles, industries, and the burning of biomass. And Lebanon's information minister announced his resignation Friday in a bid to ease an unprecedented diplomatic crisis with Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries. He made the announcement at a press conference in Beirut, weeks after televised comments he made that were critical of Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen sparked the crisis. In response, Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador and banned all Lebanese imports, affecting hundreds of businesses and cutting off hundreds of millions in foreign currency to Lebanon, which is already facing a major economic meltdown. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.